is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Sponsored by Max Barbecue, Golden Isles Collision, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Air Adjusters, South Coast Bank and Trust, and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. And now, here is your host, Brad Kirkland.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from Max Barbecue. I'm Brad Kirkland. This Brunswick High Pirates Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Mr. Shuck Seafood, Golden Isles Collision, Jack's Tire and Brake, Air Adjusters, South Coast Bank and Trust, and by our host, Max Barbecue. And now joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Garrett Grady. Well, welcome back, coach, and thank you for coming and eating barbecue with us and talking pirate football. Well, coach, we had a bye week this week. How does that happen? How do you have a bye week at the beginning of the season?
Well, it kind of happened different for us than last year. You know, we had Andrew Jackson that was scheduled for game one last year, and the Florida High School Association came in and said, hey, you guys can't play. It's on Georgia's week one. It would be Florida's week zero. And so we had to drop them as an opponent and find out, you know, our bye week was actually week two or week three. So we kind of moved some things around and made our bye week one, and picked up Camden as our game one, and then had Winter Park on our schedule for game three. So we were able to do that, and you know, Winter Park's a new opponent on our schedule. They're coming out of Orlando, and that's how the bye week kind of works. So it's kind of weird having a week off, start the season, everybody's kicking their season off, but we're gonna kick our season off this weekend.
Well, I guess on a positive note, you want to be positive. You had an extra week to prepare. You got to see what week one looked like for everybody that played. You guys went down to Camden County last Friday?
Yeah, we had some coaches that stayed home at Glenn County Stadium and watched GA and Statesboro play. And then we also had some guys and myself, we went down to Camden, and not only did we get a chance to, you know, see Camden live and in person play the game, but it's also a chance for us coaches. It's camaraderie. It's get out there and work together, and you know, just watch football together, and then you know, bounce ideas off of each other, and you know, just have a good time. And so, I know some of our guys went down there and we saw them, and you know, just the family atmosphere and aspect of our program, and just to see our guys, you know, really be a student of the game as well.
Oh, great. Well, coach, you had a little bit of extra time. It's a bye week. What have you guys been working on in preparation?
So definitely, I think one, we've been battling the heat. There's only been a few days that we've been actually got to go outside and practice because of the wet bulb and the humidity and the, just the weather in general. And then when we do get a chance to go outside, we're also fighting lightning. You know, when storms come in, roll in, and so. But we're making the best out of it right now. You know. If we have to go inside, our defense will go first, and they'll go in the gym and they'll work on an inside period and then a team period against scouts. And then while they're in there doing that, our offense is in there watching film. They're in a film room, meeting, you know, getting on the whiteboard and trying to make sure that we've got all our X's and O's correct. And then while all that's going on, I have coaches that are, you know, taking our freshmen to the lunchroom, and they're walking through plays on offense and defense. So then that'll, after the defense is through with their team section, then the offense will go down to the old gym, a defense will go in the meeting room, and then, you know, we'll finish out practice from there. But today, we've had two really good days of practice. If we had had a radio show on Tuesday and you asked me how we practice on Monday, I would have said, I feel a lot better right now, Tuesday and Wednesday. And, it's just got to be minimal from here on out.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, what you guys learned down in Camden County? What are they going to put on us? What are they going to run at us?
Definitely, you know, like I said before, Coach Aaron, he runs a great program. he's a legend, a coaching legend for Sherman State of Georgia. He is going to run the wing T to a perfect team. And, you know, defensively, they're a 3-4 team, and they got a lot of great players that are all over the field, not only on offense and defense, special teams. They got some really good kickers as well. They're always going to put the ball in the end zone on kickoffs to make you start on the 20-yard line, and that's always a weapon as well. Offensively, I think they got some really good running backs, tight ends. The offensive line, they have a lot of experience coming back. And then on defense, they play very physical. When you see the wing team every day in practice, the level of physicality is going to be there. You're going to sit there and see guards pulling. You're going to see guys getting on the perimeter. And then once your eyes go on the perimeter, they're going to try and hit trap up the middle. They're going to hit some other stuff up the middle. So you just got to be very disciplined with your eyes on defense. And you know, that's one of the things we've been harping with our guys for sure.
Did you guys run some wing tee? Kind of give them a look, see what's going to
happen? Oh, yeah, we're definitely trying to see and make sure our scout team can run the wing tee and everything. And hats off to our scout teams, both offensive scouts and defensive scouts, because, you know, they're just as important as the starter force. And the way we prepare, you know, they're trying to run the opposition's either offense or defense. And so we're asking a lot of out of them. You know, it may be different from what we do, but they adjust and try and give us the best look possible.
Well, Coach, who are some of those feature players on Camden? Here they got some D1, even a Georgia Bulldog commit.
Yeah, definitely. The guy you're talking about is number 7, Elias Williams, and he was actually at Charlton County last year. But he's a tight end. They line him up a defense end, outside linebacker. I mean, he's about 6'8", 230 pounds, and he is a grown man, and I think he's only a sophomore. He might be a junior. I'm not sure. You'll see him out on the field. He's big number 7. Then their other outside linebacker, replacing outside backer and tight end, is number 0. His name is Denijah Cooper. He's an App State commit. I think their fullback, Jaden Daly, is really good. I think he's committed to Navy. The quarterback's committed to Navy as well. With the type of offense that they run, you know, they run the quarterback, they run their fullback a lot, so they would fit right into those programs. And then a guy that's underrated on their team, I think it's number 2, Jamar Riddle, plays safety for him, plays wing back, punt returner. He does it all for him, and I think he's definitely a special player.
So these tight ends, these big guys that are tight ends for Camden, I'm just thinking about the matchup. Did they throw the ball to these guys, or they just block a tight end?
They did Friday night. I mean, most of the time they'd like to block, use them to block and everything, but that's the thing. You know, they want you to be lulled to sleep and rock you to sleep, and then all of a sudden they're going to release one of the tight ends on the field. And you just got to make sure you're reading your keys. And you know, like I said, that we've been harping on that all week for the past 2 weeks on, you know, defense and everything. And just got to know your assignments and know where those guys are at at all times.
Well, I'm sure you're going to have our guys ready. More to come on the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Hey, sports fans, great news. Max Barbecue's second location is now open. Right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick. Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3, 912-342-7967. And you can visit your friends at our original location for lunch and dinner in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. 912-275-8271. Max Barbecue, 2 great locations, 1 great taste, and give them a like on Facebook.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Community brings us together and keeps us together, and nothing brings our community together like stadium lights on a Friday night. Hi, this is Joe Applegate with South Coast Bank, and we are proud to support our local football programs. We are also proud to bring the latest in banking technology and service to our community. South Coast Bank promises to uphold the highest levels of service and integrity, coupled with modern conveniences that make banking easier. Whether it's text alerts, ITM services, competitive loan rates, mobile deposits, or a customer call center available from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, we're here to make every banking experience a victory for you and your family. We're South Coast Bank, the people you know, the bank you trust. Member FDIC.
High school football season is here, and for over 28 years, Air Adjusters has been your home team and has been helping you score that touchdown by keeping you cool in the Georgia summers and warm in the winters. High quality work from trained professionals, so give your hometown team a call. Air Adjusters, a Carrier factory authorized dealer. Financing available 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Brad Kirkland. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision, and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. Coach, this is a Pirate Show. We're not going to talk about Canvas, who they have. Let's talk about what we have.
Okay.
The 2023 Pirates. I want to kind of highlight this defense because I think we've got a really good defense coming back. And with my limited knowledge, I know you run the 3-4.
Yep.
So talk to me about your front three. I know we got River Creel. Okay, you hear his name all the time. And I thought he had a really good scrimmage because he was in the backfield all day long in that game. Who else we got?
All right, so number 8 is going to be River Creel. And then number 88 is going to be Diane Broughton. He can also play nose guard or defense end. You're going to see another guy in there, number 90. His name is Travis Simpson. And then another, you'll see a few other guys in the rotation as well. But those three guys are going to get the majority of the starting reps this week. But, you know, those, like I said, we run a 3-4 on defense. Coach Tedder's our defense coordinator, and our defensive staff does a great job, you know, putting our guys in the right position. So then if you look at our linebackers, our two outside linebackers, one is Devin Smith. You know, he's a guy definitely, I think, that makes a lot of plays off the edge. He's wearing number 3 this
right.
year. And our other outside linebackers, I think it's going to be a little bit of a rotation over there. I think, you know, we graduated Lionel Twitty last year, number 7. And then, but we got some guys that are going to take, you know, get some reps there. You'll see number 10, Jeremiah Robbins, he's in there. You'll see Jeremiah Robbins. He actually went to school with these guys when they were younger, and he just moved back in, you know, this past spring. And then you'll see Nasheed Cohen, number 24. You'll see Daniel Gilbert, number 40. There's just a few guys in there that we're going to find the right combination to play, and I think it's been good. Those guys have been getting reps all week long so that they can keep each other fresh, and I think that'll be a great thing for them.
You got to feel good about that front. I'm just looking at it.
Oh, yeah.
That's a formidable front. I feel good about that.
Yeah, those guys have been working really hard in the weight room. And like I said, this week in practice, they know they've got to be disciplined because of, you know, the front they're going up against. It's got to be physical in the trenches. That's what you know, Camden wants to run their offense off of. So these guys have got to, you know, hold their ground and know their assignments. If you look in the middle, you know, you got Jay Sean Towns as a guy. He's probably one of the hardest hitting guys on our defense. He's the leader on the defense. He's back. And then you'll see a few other guys at the other position that we graduated a guy last year, Zion Turner. But he's going to be replaced with Mike Daniels. Mike Daniels is going to wear number 34.
Oh.
And you'll see a few other guys in there at the inside linebacker position. But those two guys have been holding it down.
So I got Towns and Daniels, and who's the other side? Who's on the other side of Towns? Who would be an inside linebacker?
Okay, there's only two of them. So
okay.
In the 3-4, you got 3 down linemen.
Right.
You got one outside backer on one side, one outside backer on the other,
okay.
And then 2 inside backers. So that gives you your 4 linebackers. So the other guy you're talking about is going to be a safety.
So.
Yep. There you go. All right, so your 2 safeties that you're going to have is going to be Tay Gadsden. Tay Gadsden was a guy that stepped in last year, and I think it was the Bowles or Camden game. He stepped up and made a lot of plays, and he's always around the ball. And the other guy, you're gonna see a mixture of Tyler Sams back there, Jeremiah Woodard. Those guys have been, getting a lot of reps back there. And then at corner, or two corners, one's gonna be Avion Addison.
Addison.
And the other one's gonna be Omarion Lamar. Omarion's played a lot of football for us, a tremendous athlete. He'll be a senior. And then I think that makes it up for the defense. You'll see some other guys in there as well, but for the most part, that's our starting defense and the guys that's been in the rotation.
A lot of players on this roster right here that have played, got some experience last year.
Yes.
Tay Gadsden came out last year, and he was a super surprise. I look for him to have a really breakout year. Yeah. Everybody's going to know that name.
Yeah, definitely.
He didn't know it last year.
Yeah, he got a chance to play last year. He made a lot of plays, and then with more experience, he can play corner, he can play safety for us. He's always around the ball, and the communication that he makes in the backfield as well.
Well, you got to feel good about your defense, Coach. You're listening to the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, how about the offense? We got a lot of good starters coming back on offense. So we got a lot of good skill position players that are really fast and really good. JR's back after a great year. He threw, what were his stats last year? I know he threw for 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
Over 1,000.
Yeah, definitely over 1,000 yards, I think. I'll talk about JR in a second, but I'll talk about this guy because he's sitting in the back of the room back here. But Terry Mitchell's back here, receiver for us, region player of the year last year, all-state receiver, just a tremendous kid. And I hated that it's a senior year, but I know that he's going to go out on the right way. He's actually got his little brother here too, Sean Stevens. He's doing a great job for us as a freshman. But definitely, yeah, when you talk about skill guys or weapons, I think, Terry is definitely a guy that we consider as a weapon. You always got to find out where he's at. He's going to wear number zero this year. I think he'll be the first Pirate in Pirate history to wear number zero. And that's a new rule by GHSA. You can wear number zero now, starting this year. And so now we have it, and he's going to be the first one to wear it. Some other guys you'll see, JR, he had some really good stats last year as a first team all-region quarterback. You have Darren Monroe at receiver. He's a track guy, a big basketball guy. He's going to wear number 13 for us. We're going to have Grant Moore. He's going to be our backup quarterback, and he's also going to play in the slot for us, number 6. Then you talk about our two running backs that we have. You have Jamarius Towns. He's going to wear number 4. He's going to wear number 2. And then you're also going to have William Heck. William Heck's going to wear number 9 for us. And those two guys are, they're really unselfish. They're part of Coach Richardson's Wolf Pack. That's what they call the running backs. And then you have two guys, I think, that do a lot of the dirty work in the trenches. And that's Hezekiah Kemp, number 7, and number 11, Caleb Butler. I think those two guys have had tremendous off seasons. They've done a really good job of being coachable. I think that's really a key thing for those guys. We ask those guys to do so much in the box or out wide, and they never complain at all. I think some of the stuff that you're going to see, the experience that we need to build on, it's got to come from the skilled guys to the offensive line. I know that's a lot different than in the past. We've had some really good linemen, but I think we got to get better every single rep at practice and not take for granted, the plays that we run at practice. Our guys up front have got to get better every single time we run them against a scout team or when we go up against our defense, because that's where we're young up front, but we have some really talented players. With Chase Richardson at left tackle, Daniel Brown's our left guard, Jack Hunt's our center, our right guard is Garrett Wiggins, and our right tackle is Kasai Charlton. And those guys are playing better together, they're gelling, and there's no better time to do it than this Friday night, and working together.
We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The best low country boil in Southeast Georgia? Mr. Shuck's Seafood. Also a dining room, full bar, and a full seafood market available. Fresh shrimp and live crabs. They were just swimming yesterday. Mr. Shuck Seafood, 107 Alabama in Brunswick, right beside Dan Bates. Takeout available, 912-265-5959. Be sure to find us on Facebook. 13 years of serving folks just like you, and we're proud to say, let's go Pirates!
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simon's in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go Pirates! At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Brad Kirkland. This segment is brought to you by Air Adjusters, South Coast Bank and Trust, Jack's Tire and Brake, and by Max Barbecue. Coach, you mentioned a bunch of playmakers in the last segment there. When you got all these playmakers on the team, do you go into a game with a pitch count, or are you thinking about, I got to get this player about 10 touches at least, or 15? I know you don't get that many plays in high school.
Yeah.
It's not like a pro game or something.
Yeah, definitely looking at this game that we're going to play Friday night, our possessions are going to be numbered, hopefully we can get the ball. But they definitely want to hold the ball. Time of possession, that's kind of one of their game plans, is run the ball, keep the clock moving. But definitely, I mean, our game plan is, to put our players in the best position to be successful. Do I think there's some players that need to touch the ball to get them going? Of course.
Absolutely.
But we can do that in the special teams. We can do that there, make sure we get some returns. We can do it on the field as well on offense. But, just our game plan, I think it's whatever we want to attack. We have a lot of players that can, get some things going for us. So I think that's the main thing, is just getting us, keep moving the chains. I think that's really important for us on offense.
Do we have any two-way players this year, like a Ivan Johnson? Who's Ivan Johnson this year?
We haven't done it yet, but the guy that I'm really excited about is the Jeremiah Robbins guy that plays outside linebacker for us. He can play running back, and when we put him in that running back before, it's like he shot out of the cannon. I mean, he literally can hit the hole fast.
Well, that sounds like Ivan Johnson.
Yeah.
He got his money's worth every time he touched the ball.
That's very similar to him. there's some other guys, too, that you might see later down the road that might play a little offense here or a little defense there. Maybe River Creel coming on the offensive line sometime. Maybe Hezekiah can't go on the defensive line sometime. There's just some things down the road that we might do. It's not solidified yet. We're still working on those things. But definitely, I think there's a chance of that for sure.
Well, very good. Well, Coach, there's three phases of the game. We didn't talk about the special teams. I want to give them a little bit of props. You got Fenner, and he does such a great job. He's pulled through some really close games for us before, made some big kicks. But special teams in itself has always been a challenge, it seems like. How we address that? I like the little mat that we have that gets everybody on it when you're getting ready to, trying to get them on the field sometimes under clock conditions.
I think that's one of the main things. I mean, if you can win that phase of special teams, and what you're talking about is our special teams map. So we put that on the 50-yard line, and whenever a special team is called and you're on that special team, you're supposed to report to that map in a hurry so that we can count everybody up, make sure there's no substitution infractions.
make sure that we're getting the right guys on the field at the right time. And, Coach Shores handles our special teams. He does a great job with those guys and getting those guys lined up. He's the one in games playing for our special teams. And, I think, having a weapon like McClain back, back there kicking, he's been really working hard on putting the ball in the end zone on his kickoffs. Like I said, he's made some big kicks for us before. That's one phase that I think is so important in high school football and football in general, that if you can win that phase or have trying to find an edge in that and maybe steal a possession here and there, could be a difference in the game.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, walk us through a game day. What from preparation in the morning, I guess, and lunch, and we're feeding them at 3:30 and getting on the bus and going. What's game day look like?
So definitely Friday, being a game day. School, being regular time, classes start at 8:20. You better make sure you're at, where you're supposed to be on time, in class, paying attention, getting your work done. And then when you come down to the field house about 2:00, when fourth block starts, we always do a game day lift. We lift on game days. That's kind of the mentality. And after we do that, we'll come back into the field house. We'll meet for a little bit. We'll do some walkthroughs. And then we'll have our pregame meal. And after pregame meal, our guys will get dressed. We'll do everything because of Camden being so close. We'll tape and everything and do any treatment that we need at our field house. And then we'll load up the buses and then head down to Camden. When we arrive at Chris Gilman Stadium, we'll do our unity walk. The word of the week for us is brotherhood. So we're kind of trying to embrace the family atmosphere or the family, about the team and playing for your brother. And we'll do our unity walk. We'll have a few words and then we'll get back in the locker room. And then every section of time, I think after that, 10-minute or 15-minute increments, we'll have specialists go out, and then we'll have returners go out, and then we'll have skill guys go out, and we'll have the whole team come out. We'll do our stretch, and then kind of do some plays on air, offense and defense, and then we'll go in and then get ready to play the game.
Very good. Well, Coach, one group that I want to highlight and thank are our Soul Survivor group. What can you tell me about these guys? How glad are you these guys around you?
I tell you what, they're such a blessing to our team and just to our community to have these guys that have came together. There was no group like this before, and they came, I think, 2 or 3 years ago. 2 years ago, they came together and met one morning, and there was almost 50 guys that came from all over the state of Georgia that had played football at Brunswick High School or the Brunswick High alum, and came together and said that, hey, this is what we'd like to do for the football team and give back to the kids and just be around our program and have these guys. It definitely makes such an impact on our guys. One thing that they do for us, every single Tuesday night for the past 2 years, they have fed our guys pizza. And our guys look forward to Tuesday nights every week of the season. They know that they're going to get a great meal. And it's not only the food that they get, it's also the fellowship and the stories that they hear from these guys. They've had many different of their members of the Soul Survivors come to our pregame meals to talk to them. Every Tuesday night they come there. Mr. Mark Henderson is here. Mr. David Sweat is here as well. Mr. Mark's our president of the Soul Survivors. He actually brought a newspaper article in from the first city championship that Brunswick High won, second city championship that they won. And those guys, I got it hanging up in our lobby, and I saw 3 or 4 of our players today that saw it hanging up, and they stopped, and they looked, and they read the article. And just to see that come full circle was pretty cool. But we're so thankful that not only that these two guys are here, but there's so many more of them that can't be here tonight, or they're in the state of Georgia, but they always support us, and very appreciative. I'm very grateful. Thank y'all.
Well, that's a great group to have around you. We were just talking about it off air, and it has the potential to really blow up and be good. If we could get all the Pirates players, especially the ones that are listening, and we need to kind of talk to these players and pressure your teammates, your former teammates. Hey, let's be a part of these Soul Survivors. So that's a great idea. Well, Coach, 7:30 Friday night, Gilman Stadium. It's going down.
Sounds like a plan. Be there. Two people I'd like to recognize, two families, is Brad Thomas and his wife, Jessie Thomas. Brad is a new coach at Brunswick High School for us, for Titans. His wife, Jessie, is a teacher. She teaches math at Brunswick High School as well. And their two kids, Tripp and Anne Marie, are here. And then also my wife, Erica Grady. I know she's here tonight, and I appreciate that. So.
That's great. I'm so glad you guys came. So I'll just put a bug in your ear. So maybe one day you can come sit at the table, and we'll do some interviews. Coach Terry Mitchell, yep. Talk some football. Thanks for joining us on the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week during the season right here at Max Barbecue at 7:30 p.m. I'm Brad Kirkland, signing off.
Did you have some coach?
Okay. We out.